Hey everyone, it's Lauren McBride. I am here with my co-host, Cheryl Barber, and we are excited to introduce to you this podcast, Lit Chicks Read. Right, Cheryl?
That's right. Although you could also say Lit Chicks Read, as in the books that we read.
Oh, so true. Whatever.
You can spin it a couple of different ways.
There you go. We're really excited to start this kind of as an extension of our Instagram page that we created earlier this year, because both of us love books, love talking about books, and we know you guys do as well. So we just wanted to do this little intro so you could get to know myself and Cheryl a little bit better, and also what you can expect here on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
So do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. All right.
You're the pro.
Okay. So I am Lauren McBride. Many of you might know me from my Instagram or my blog. I have a line on QVC. And this past year is when my love for books really came back to me, right? I used to be a very avid reader earlier on in life. And then things just, you know, life got busy, but it's really been a way for me to kind of manage my stress a bit and decompress at the end of the day. And I feel like it just kind of opened up this whole world to me. And now it's like an obsession. So
yeah,
but it's a good one, right? I mean, reading makes you smarter. So
it's a very healthy obsession.
Exactly.
And you could even say it's opened up new worlds to you, right?
Is that a reference to ACOTAR?
It is a reference to ACOTAR.
I know. I'm like slowly reading Silver Flames. I don't want it to end. Although I guess I'll just go on to the next ones after. But
you'll go on to the next ones. Actually, you'll start from the beginning again so we can talk about them here.
Yes. Well, I know, but there's my pile is getting so big. I might have to take a little bit of a break. But that's a little about me. Basically in short. But Cheryl, do you want to say a little bit about you? And also maybe how we met?
Yeah. Well, let's start there. We met around the time that I was getting really back into reading fiction. So it was about 2 years ago. It had the, you know what, had just kind of started.
The you know what. Yeah.
We were all stuck at home. And I was watching Outlander on TV, season 5.
So good.
And found this girl called Lauren. I had just recently started following you, actually, because you had gone to Disney World, and I'm definitely a Disney fan. And then you started talking about Outlander. And I've been a huge Outlander fan for over a decade, but didn't have anyone to talk about it with. So we started talking about it online, and you created a group to talk about it more and invited me to become one of your co-hosts there. So really, we've been talking about books for 2 years now.
2 years now. And that handle is at Obsessinax on Instagram. Mm-hmm. If anyone else there is an Outlander lover like we are, we have a lot in common. Yes. We're both nurses. We love reading. We love Outlander. We love Disney. So it made sense.
We're moms. We're both mamas.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice. The more we talked, the more we realized we had in common. And I've always been a reader. Like, I was that girl who would, you know, have the flashlight under the covers when you weren't supposed to be reading late at night. I would have, you know, the maximum amount of books checked out from the library. And I read all kinds of books. Like, I remember in elementary school reading Shakespeare with a dictionary alongside.
Wow.
But when I got into my teens, I mean, I definitely think there was some hormones that kind of kicked in and influenced what I was reading, because then I was still reading like the classics, but I was also reading, well, all the Sweet Valley Highs.
Obviously.
That so that's like an intro to chick lit right there, mm-hmm. right? But I also found smut and realized how fun that can be to read a little bit of steamy fiction. So
love some smut.
I would read classic smut like Henry Miller, Aneisnin, Fear of Flying, those like classic books. And then I found, do you know Anne Rice, the author of the Vampire Chronicles?
Yes. My aunt was obsessed with her. She had all of her books, probably still does.
Me too.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I think I actually gave them away a few years ago because I had to make room in my library. but yeah, I had them all too. I didn't realize
those are smutty books.
They aren't.
Oh.
Well, they might be a little bit, actually.
I was like, wow, I just learned something new about my aunt. Okay.
No, you'll wait to hear this. So Anne Rice also wrote under a pen name, A.N. Roquelaire. And that stuff, is next level.
Oh, that was like her smut. Was it about vampires too?
No, it was like a Sleeping Beauty retelling.
Ooh.
Like very much so. It starts with that end, but it's, I don't even know how to describe
it. Wow.
I believe the first book is called The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty.
Huh.
And it's, I don't want to get into details here, but she's woken up with more than a kiss.
Wow. Whoa. Okay.
Uh-huh. And it goes from there. So we won't be reading that book on here.
That also reminds me of an Outlander episode.
Oh, interesting.
Waking up with more than a kiss.
We can bring everything back to Outlander.
Everything can go back to Outlander.
It's like the 7 degrees of separation.
Yep. It all can go back. Well, that's interesting. I never read books like that when I was younger.
Yeah, I read books like that. And it made sense. It was that time in my life, my late teens, my early 20s, in my first long-term relationship, you know. And I was devouring. So this would have been in the early 90s. I was devouring any kind of chick lit, like that term was new then. And I remember in particular, there was one publisher called Red Dress Inc. I'm not even sure if they're still around. But I bought everything they produced and was really, really into it. And then life happened, like you.
Yep.
So I changed jobs. I used to work in animal health. I went to nursing school. Mm-hmm. I had a kid. I had another kid. It just life. So I was still reading, but I found I was reading a lot more nonfiction. I was either reading stuff about babies or stuff for work.
Self-help. And
some self-help.
I remember thinking to myself, oh, if I'm going to spend the time reading, I need to read something that will better me as a person. Like I remember saying that. And then I didn't and went, oh, this is so much more relaxing way more fun to kind of get lost in someone else's world for a little bit. It's just a really good escape, especially with everything that's been going on in the past 2 years. You know, we all need that. And
100%. Yeah. I think that's why when you started recommending Colleen Hoover books and
I love a good
Christina Lauren books on your page, on your Instagram page, and I started picking those up, it really just reminded me how much I loved reading that kind of genre.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked back.
You know what's interesting? I can actually remember when I stopped reading. Isn't that? So I actually read a book. Did you ever read the book The Lovely Bones?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That book wrecked me hardcore. Uh-huh. And I think I might have been in college. I don't even remember. But I just remember it sitting with me for such a long period of time. And I could not move past that book. And it left me with such an awful feeling that I was I remember thinking to myself, I don't ever want to feel that way after reading something again. And so that kind of, not that the book's not good. It's a fantastic book.
It's a fantastic book. Yeah.
It just left me, I'm sure there's other reasons that I had felt that way. Do you know what I mean? But it left me really not happy. And then I remember when the movie came out, my husband was like, oh, do you want to watch this? I'm like, nope, 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 nope. It was a book that really wrecked me. Some have that effect. And after that, I kind of stopped with fiction, but I'm really glad I got back into it because I just feel that I would be missing so much if I didn't. I have so many favorite books now, even just in the year and a half that I've been consistently reading. And I can't imagine having not had those emotions from those books, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like we all learn a little something from them too.
I think you're right. And we don't have to all love reading every kind of book.
Right.
Right? Like I remember that book was soul destroying as well for me.
Yeah.
Or The Deep End of the Ocean.
Did Never you read that one? Nope. But I'll make sure I don't.
Also had a movie. don't.
Noted. Okay.
No. I'll tell you the trigger warnings later.
Got it.
Yeah, there's books like that where I can recognize that it's a really great book.
Yeah.
But I got to a time in my life where life was big enough.
Yes.
And the real life things happening were heavy enough that I didn't want to escape into that.
Yeah.
You know, like I used to read that kind of stuff when I was 20 and life was happy and light and good and, You know what I mean?
Not as many responsibilities. Yeah.
Not as many responsibilities. Everything was rosy.
Right.
But once you're having heavy stuff that you're going through and other people in your life are going through around you, I wanted my escape to be different.
Yes, I agree.
And that's why, even though some of the books that we've been reading lately, they're not at all light and fluffy. You know, they deal with stuff that can be triggering, depending on your own personal history.
Right.
But it's still different. You know, like, I like to pick up a book that I know is going to be a happily ever after.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know that we're going to, even if you know in the first two chapters, okay, so and so and so and so are going to end up together.
Yeah.
You a lot still of the get co-hosts to enjoy like that journey. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think that's also, again, what makes books so special. Right. As you said, I have a friend who can't do any kind of sad book. So she typically sticks with like mysteries. You know, she likes that genre. It's a safer genre for her. She can't deal right now in her life. She can't deal with anything that's going to make her cry. So that's always her thing. She's like, what book can I read that's not going to make me cry? I'm like, okay. Right. So she typically sticks with mysteries, whereas mysteries, not really the, like, if I had to pick between chick lit and a mystery, I would definitely be picking chick lit.
Same.
You know?
Same.
So not to say that I don't like mysteries. It's just that's what I gravitate towards more. So
yeah. Especially in this season, like you said, you know, I had a time where I did enjoy reading mysteries. I had a time where I really was into medical thrillers.
Ooh.
I'm not into those things right now.
Yeah.
So I might be again later, but I can probably say I've enjoyed probably every genre at some point in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm right now, I'm just really enjoying the women's fiction.
I do as well. Also fantasy. ACOTAR.
Yay!
Which kind of is, I mean, you know, it's fantasy, well, but it's still smutty.
It's a lot of the same themes, right? There's like a really strong female character.
Yep.
Doing something that's changing her life.
Yes.
There just happens to be like magic and fairies.
And really, really muscular men with wings, you know.
With wings, yes. Oof. With impressive wingspans.
Impressive wingspans. Which also leads us to what you're going to be getting a little bit on this podcast, right? I mean, Cheryl and I have a lot of fun. We love talking about the smut. Things are not off limits here. So we're going to have a good time talking about all that.
We are. This may not be a podcast that you're going to listen to without headphones when you have small people around you.
Correct. No, this is our time, right?
Yeah,
that's it's our time. We're going to be, you know, I might crack open a beer or a glass of wine or something, and we're just going to sit
I think that's a guarantee.
Some whiskey.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we're going to sit.
Along those lines. I mean, again, going back to Lit Chicks Read.
Yep.
Or Lit Chicks Read. You can interpret that so many different ways, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the fun of it. We are and can be lit chicks.
Yep.
Yeah. We're also literature chicks.
Responsibly
and
lit.
This is also the... Yeah, responsibly.
Just a little side note there.
This also can be, you can say, like, the literature that chicks read. Or
right.
Literature that these chicks read. Like, just think about it however you want to. But the idea is that we're not so much going to be a book club that, you know, you read a book and then you start going through it and analyzing it from front to back.
Yeah, that's not this. It's way more conversational. We're going to be having a good time on here. We're not going to be answering like book club questions. We're just going to talk about it, talk about what we loved, and you know what I'm saying.
That's called for.
You get where I'm going. So this is definitely conversational. Yeah. Not really. It's not scripted. There you go. Right. It's
there you go. That's probably evident by now.
Yeah. Know, right. Yeah. Literally. And we do want to include our community on here too. So
that's right.
At some point in time over on our Instagram page, which is at Lit Chicks Read, we will put up a place that you can call in and leave some reviews or your favorite parts of the books we're going to be talking about so that we could feature it on here. And then we also have some fun guest authors and people who are going to come on and chat with us. We have
which is very exciting as well.
We have some fun stuff coming on, right?
So
I can't wait.
Yes, we do. I'm so excited for what we have planned. And I think it's going to be fun because not every episode is going to be the same.
Right.
Right? Like, some episodes we might have feedback from you, from our listeners. We might have a guest author interview. Some episodes we might talk about one book, and some we might talk about a whole series
Miles
that
high.
Goes together. Miles High is exactly what I was thinking.
See? Love those. I still love those. And we're going to get that. We're getting that fourth book soon.
We are getting that fourth book, which I think might be the best time to talk about it.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Might have to do a reread. So the other thing, too, is we are not planning on rating books on here. Why, Cheryl?
No.
Because
it just seems so subjective. Like if I read a book and I give it a 3.5, you read the same book, you give it a 2.5 or a 5. That doesn't really speak to the quality of the book. It just tells you how you or I felt about it. And we're going to be telling you that anyway.
Exactly. And then when it comes to spoilers, we're hoping that if you are listening to this podcast that you have already read the book, which means we're not going to really hold back.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not going to take you through the plot page by page, event by event. However, if something crazy happens in the last two pages of the book, we're going to talk about it.
Exactly. So I would say that hopefully, yes, you've read the book before coming to hear us talk about it.
This will be our show-wide disclaimer that there may be spoilers.
Yes, will be spoilers.
There will be spoilers.
For sure. So we're really excited to share everything that we have in store with you. So many good things coming up. So you can follow us over on Instagram at LitChicksRead. And over there, we're going to share when new episodes are live and also what books we plan on talking about in the future. And we will have a little highlight bubble over on the profile that tells you how you can call in and leave your reviews on those books so that we can include them when we record. We're really excited about including everyone in this podcast. We really want it to be, again, conversational. We want it to be community-based. We will absolutely take requests as to what books you want us to review on here. We're just so incredibly excited to start this, and we hope you tune in. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
We will see you soon.
Bye, Lit Chicks.